We are listener-supported radio here in Los Angeles. This is 88.5 KCSN. My name is Mookie, the music director here. Happy to welcome Hooray for the Riff Raff. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thanks for having us.
We encourage everybody out there who's listening, if you're not a member of the station quite yet, like I say, support us in our mission of supporting the community of artists by signing up to be a member through kcsn.org. So as far as Hooray for the Riff Raff goes, I think tonight at the Terragram Ballroom downtown, it'll be the third time this year that I would have seen you perform live. I'm very excited about it. Saw you at South by Southwest, where you shared the stage with bands like Chicano Batman, which was so fun.
Our faves.
Your
we
faves?
Love them. We love them.
They're great. And we love them especially because they're locals from Southern California here.
Yeah, ATO family.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Big family ATO and Red Light Management. Saw you at the Non-Com convention in Philadelphia. And not only that, I spent a lot of time with the new record, The Navigator. I just went on a 2-week road trip. It was more or less a honeymoon with my wife.
Nice.
And we wore out the grooves of that CD. CDs have grooves, right? We listened to the last Sturgill Simpson record a bunch.
Oh, cool.
We listened to, Greg Graffin from Bad Religion has a country album, which we listened to like over and over again. And your new record, we just listened to front to back.
Wow.
So I feel like I know you personally by now. You are going to perform some new stuff for us,
yeah,
which is very exciting. I do have some more questions for you, but
cool.
Do you mind ripping into a song right now?
Yeah, we're going to do Hungry Ghost.
Great.
Thank you.
Very cool. That's a song you heard first right here on 88.5 KCSN. It is Hungry Ghost. It is Hooray for the Riff Raff. And that just got performed like right in front of our faces here. It's always inspirational to get some live music. Again, playing the Terragram Ballroom this evening here in Los Angeles. Alinda, would you mind introducing the rest of your band?
Oh, yes. I'd love to. We got Charlie Ferguson on the drums, Sarah Goldstone on the keys, Jordan Hyde on the guitar, and Caitlin Gray on the bass.
So you've been putting out records under the name Hooray for the Riff Raff for a good long time now.
A long time.
Right?
Yeah. Since I was 22? I don't know. You know. I'm 30 now.
Well, it's just about a decade or something like that.
Yeah.
Someone was quoted as saying that this new record attempts to carve out a new kind of Americana. Now, again, I don't want to, like, pigeonhole anybody into a particular genre or anything like that, but I would say you are taking Americana, you know, to the next level with this new record, The Navigator. Track one is Entrance. The last track is Finale, and it's kind of bookended by reinforcing the fact of, or the theme of, The Navigator.
Yes.
Is this, in fact, what you might call a concept record?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of, you know, I had a couple of these songs already based off of just writing about personal experiences, but once I created the concept and the character and the storyline, a lot of the other songs started to come to me, you know? It's kind of based off of, it's like a play that I'd love to put on someday about a young girl named Navita who is, she is the navigator. Mm-hmm. She's kind of a superhero character.
And how much of your life has to do with this fictional character that you came up with?
A lot of it.
Yeah.
She's a kind of a version of me when I was 17 and I left home. You know, I grew up in the Bronx and I'm Puerto Rican. And there was just a lot of, you know, as much as I loved New York City and as much as I loved where my people come from, I felt a lot of like, I kind of felt suffocated growing up in the city in my neighborhood and with like this identity that I didn't feel like fit me. So a lot of it is about me running away and then coming back to New York, seeing how much it changed and really feeling like, wow, why did I leave all of this? Where is everybody who I grew up with, you know, because that city changes fast.
Right.
So it's kind of a sci-fi version of all that.
Right. Have you always considered your albums to be, you know, bodies of work in themselves?
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely the first time I came up with a concept, for sure. I'm always trying to, you know, just kind of poke at this idea of what we consider American and what we consider folk music, because where I grew up in New York, American means a lot of different things, you know, and folk music means a lot of different things. We kind of decided it's a certain, you know, it's like a white dude with a guitar, and I'm like, that's not really what I thought it was. It's a lot of things. So I've always been trying to do that, but this was the first time I came up with a character and a story, and it was really fun.
Fantastic. Yeah. So it's not just an urban legend. You did leave the Bronx at 17 to more or less go find yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I actually ended up in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
I rode a Greyhound for about 4 days.
Wow.
I barely survived. It was full of psychos. And I ended up sleeping in Golden Gate Park and on the top of Buena Vista Park, so... Thank you, SF, for giving me your leftovers.
Wow. What a
keeping me alive.
What an amazing story, and certainly a long road it's been. Do have some more songs. Again, Hooray for the Riff Raff live in studio here. The new record, The Navigator, is a favorite of ours. We've played a couple of songs off the new record on the air. And again, the Terragram Ballroom tonight in Los Angeles. What did you want to play next?
We're going to play Living in the City.
Awesome.
Said I'm the sweetest thing, you know, that he's never tasted. the stairwell. And I'll give you something I can offer. You know, the heart, it's not the hopeless. The heart is a lonely hunter. Hot, long summer days. We're just sneaking by the river. Oh, I lock my dreams away. And I watch the city wither. Living in the city.
Living in the city.
We're just living in the city.
Living in the city.
Oh, living in the city. Well, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. You know.
Gypsy bit the dust. You know, the stuff he had, it was poison. Now everybody wants just a taste of what we sold it. Standing on the rooftops, we're just yelling till the morning. All surrounded by the vision of old gay Bavoli. Living in the city.
Living in the city.
Again, there's a Hooray for the Riff Raff live in studio. Living in the City is the song on listener-supported radio. This is 88.5 KCSN. My name is Mookie, the music director here. Thanks to Sky Daniels for letting us do this afternoon. And again, tonight at the Terragram Ballroom, it's going to be a whole bunch of fun. Looks like they're on the West Coast leg of this particular tour. So we just touched on it. You left the Bronx when you were 17 years old, and I read somewhere that your first love was really poetry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that really influenced a lot of this album, actually. I was really into beatnik poetry. I ended up learning a little bit about New Yorican poetry, which is Puerto Ricans from New York. There was a whole poetry scene of them in the 70s that was really inspirational. And I think I really tried to, you know, get inspired by all that again with this album.
Did anybody help produce this record? And as far as the musical arrangements go, was it a collaborative effort? Or how did that kind of work to put this all together?
Paul Butler produced it. He used to have a band called The Bees and also has produced, he produced the earlier Michael Kiwanuka album. He was just so amazing to work with. He helped me grow a lot spiritually, emotionally, musically. We just really became fast friends, and he really loved the concept of the album and really took a chance and gave it a lot of love.
Do you feel like you're, you've been doing this for a while all of a sudden, but getting a crash course in like being not only a songwriter, but like a band leader?
Oh, yeah. You know? I learn a lot. But these guys make it easy. I mean, yeah. I've played with a lot of great musicians over the years, and this album and these couple of tours have really just come together, and playing shows has been more fun than ever. So
that's so great to hear.
Love you guys. I'm looking at the band.
And we love the band as well. We're 88.5 KCSN. Again, this is Hooray for the Riff Raff. Started off as more or less a poet and studying and reading poetry. What inspired you to pick up an instrument and start writing music in the first place? And are you a self-taught person yourself?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in a musical household. I mean, my dad played a lot of Latin jazz and salsa. But since I was a rebellious child, I very soon was like, I don't want to learn from you. I want to go to punk rock shows. So when I started playing music was really when I went to New Orleans on my travels, and I started playing on the street. you know, because I needed to make some money. And also because there was just such an amazing culture of street musicians out there. And I learned a lot about jazz and folk music from all over the country.
Amazing. So you touched on the fact that you might be an old punk rocker at heart, but
also,
you know, influenced by artists like Woody Guthrie and all of that as well. That's
who
amazing.
Is very punk. Woody Guthrie is definitely a punk.
I would say so. Again, this is Hooray for the Riff Raff. On your website, there's some merch people could buy. People could pick up the record and everything like that. There's a T-shirt you're selling, and on the front of it, it says, no human is illegal.
Yeah.
And it looks like proceeds go to a particular cause. Is that right?
Yeah, they go to a group called Mi Gente. Uh-huh. You know, I think it's really important right now to bring Latino people of all backgrounds together and immigrant people of all backgrounds together and really remind each other of the humanity that we all have and to start seeing. I think there's a lot of division going on and a lot of just dehumanizing immigrant people. So the proceeds go to Mi Gente. They're really energizing young people right now and making people feel like there's something we can do all together in a time that feels really hopeless. Mm-hmm. So I love them.
That's fantastic. Very admirable stuff there.
Thanks.
Another thing is the Nosotros Festival. That hasn't happened yet, has it?
Well, we're going to do our second one in New York City at Lincoln Center this summer.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
Right.
But we hope to grow it. Nosotros was an idea that I had a while ago. Me and my manager have just worked so hard trying to just like create a festival for Latino weirdos, basically. You know, I always felt like I didn't fit in as a young Puerto Rican kid. And the more I learned about Puerto Rican history, the more I was like, rebellious poets? That's totally a part of my background.
Right.
So I really want to create, you know, an event where young Latino people and older Latino people can get together and talk about politics and watch, you know, anything from a rock band to a young rapper to some electronic music, and just give us a space right now.
So you're in charge of curating the musicians as well?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. Totally. Who's going to perform? Not to put you on the spot here.
Well, a group called Las Cafeteras, who are coming out of L.A., actually, and Xenia Rubinos and Helado Negro and us. And so there's going to be some poets as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Again, all the information on that festival is up on your website as well. Again, this is Hooray for the Riff Raff live on listener-supported KCSN. We do have one more song to get out of you guys. Is that right?
Yes, it's Rican Beach.
I tell you, it's been a pleasure to meet you and your band. We've been following your music for years. It's nice to see you grow as a musician, and we'll be supporting you here for years to come.
Oh,
so,
well, thank you.
You know, next time you sweep through town, consider this a tour stop.
Definitely.
And come visit us time and time again. Hopefully that'll be the case.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Hooray for the Riff Raff live on KCSN.
Squawk their mouths, they said we'll build a wall.
It's a solid price. It comes with my bows. Yeah.
That's great. I feel like if I said any more things, I would ruin it all. So thanks again for being here, you guys. That was a hooray for the Riff Raff on 88.5 KCSN. Thank you.